we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we are delighted in this particular show to welcome back the one and only Sheila Hancock.
Here, here.
With great courage and determination, she has returned to do battle against these three extraordinary, exceptional, extrovert, and extravagant players of Just a Minute. And once more, I'm going to ask them all to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will gain points. And let us begin the show this week with the lovely Sheila Hancock. Sheila, can you talk to us about modern art for 60 seconds, starting now?
I knew this fellow called Art, and he was extremely modern. He was, in fact, a hippie, and his ways were extremely up-to-date in every sense of the word. He had long hair, he wore a caftan, he had attitudes towards work that were, if not revolutionary, then new. He also enjoyed pictures, which is another meaning of the word modern art. Now, this is something that I don't like to pass comment on, because in previous generations, art that was considered modern was always spurned and mocked, and later it was acclaimed as a masterpiece. So I wouldn't venture to pass an opinion now.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
Well, deviation is you don't want to pass an opinion once you shut up.
Because, Kenneth, whether she wishes to pass an opinion or not, in this game she has to keep going for 60 seconds, irrespective. So I disagree with your challenge, and Sheila therefore gains a point, and there are 23 seconds for you, Sheila, to continue with modern art, starting now.
Several weeks ago, I went to the Tate Gallery to see an exhibition with a very intellectual friend of mine, and I was very wary about...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Repetition of friend. She had a friend called Art.
That's right, she did, right?
It was a different friend. It was a different friend.
A different friend, but it was a repetition of the word friend. Oh. On this occasion, I agree with Derek Nimmo. Repetition. Derek gains a point. He takes over the subject. 15 seconds left. Modern art starting now.
St. Francis Bacon's probably my favorite modern artist. I particularly like those lovely series of pictures he did about the Pope, and some of the ones which show the carcasses of meat torn open in the retrospective exhibition.
Sheila Hancock, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Her. Yes, yes. He was going so fast he tripped over himself, but that is a hesitation. So, Sheila, you'll gain another point, and there are 4 seconds left for you to continue yet again with modern art, starting now.
In this gallery was a rope.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Repetition of gallery.
Yes, you went to the Tate Gallery before. Huh. Tate Gallery.
He's up to his old trick.
Yes, well, he's got it down to a fine art, but it was a legitimate challenge. So
not very modern, though.
Clement Freud, you gain a point, and you take over the subject with 2 seconds to go. Modern art starting now.
A puce lemon suspended from...
That whistle, by the way, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, so he's now in the lead, equal with Sheila Hancock at the end of that round. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is combinations. I think you brought them in more than once in the series of Just a Minute, but will you talk about them now for 60 seconds, starting now?
I like combinations, really. It's a very nice word. It can be used in all sorts of ways, really, particularly relating to other letters of the alphabet. If you jumble them all together, I think it's terribly interesting. Also, of course, if you are a locksmith, it's terribly important to know the right combination, because if you think it's A, B, C, D, E, and in fact it is L, M, N, O, P, Q, you're not going to get anywhere at all, are you? I mean, that's quite obvious. And then there are the woolen ones, which that chairman fellow was talking about a moment ago. Well, there you cover yourself all in them. They're a one-piece garment, very nice to wear, particularly on chilly mornings. I remember going to see A. Matthews just before he died, and he was sitting in his garden wearing combinations which fastened with a safety pin here and his deerstalker hat on. He's very old, nearly 90 years. And he picked my daughter up in his arms, and he looked at her, and he said, "I'm not going to see you when you grow older, my dear." And tears came into his eyes. And I think that was the most wonderful, moving moment, because
Sheila Hancock, you challenge. Why?
Deviation. I agree it's a moving moment, but I don't honestly see it's anything to do with his combination.
I quite agree, Sheila. He has got the audience completely hoodwinked by this beautiful but sentimental story. And so you have the courage to challenge, and therefore I agree with the challenge. It's got nothing to do with his combinations. It is 4.5 seconds for you, Sheila, to continue with combinations starting now.
When I was little, I wore either Liberty bodices or combinations, but there was certain...
Sheila Hancock was speaking when the whistle went, so she gained that extra point. In fact, she was the only one to score in that round, so she now has a lead of 2 over everybody, over Clement Freud and everybody else at the end of
they
that.
They must be tired. They must be waiting.
Yes. They've been intimidated by a really good player of the game, Sheila Hancock. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. Dick Turpin. Can you talk to us about Dick Turpin, Clement, for 60 seconds, starting now?
It would be an absurd understatement to say that Dick Turpin was a horseman who enjoyed riding at night. He was, in fact, a highwayman of the most callous and vicious nature, who held up women and children, and many thought that he robbed the rich to give to the poor, which is quite untrue, because that's the sort of thing Kenneth Williams did.
Kenneth Williams, why do you... I'm not going to sit here and live for a load of it. Benign in me. I've done nothing of the kind. I've not robbed anybody, have I?
No, you've never robbed the rich to give to the poor.
No.
I quite agree. I'm sure you haven't, and I take your word for that. So, deviation, I give you a point, and there are 34 seconds left for Dick Turpin, starting now.
Well, he rode up to these coaches, you see, which was full of rich people, and...
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
The coaches was full.
A deviation.
It may be a dirty show, but I like clean grammar.
Well, I maintain that in a show like this, we have to keep going under such difficult obstacles and the stress and the strain of 3 people trying to challenge you. You might not always use very good grammar, and therefore I'm not going to allow it and say that Kenneth has another point, and there are 29 seconds left for Dick Turpin, Kenneth, starting now.
And he said, money or your life, you see. Well, a lot of them came out of the coach and gave...
Clement Freud has challenged you again.
Coach.
Repetition. That's right, we've had the coach before. So, Clement, that was correct, the repetition. And there are 24 seconds for you, Clement, to continue with Dick Turpin starting now.
He had a horse which was black, called Huntercombe, although many people referred to it as Black Bill.
Derek Nimmer has challenged you.
Traditional black.
You did say black twice, so Derek gets the point.
Small B. Yeah, Black Bill is the name of the animal.
Really? Well done.
Well, that applies to my Tate gallery and my gallery.
Yes, of course, my darling. Of course,
you can go on
there. I'm sure all the audience can bring examples of such things up to
us. We
don't wish them.
Canonical law.
So, Derek has a point, and there are 16 seconds left for Dick Turpin, Derek, starting now.
Dick Turpin had a friend who was also a Dick Shepherd. They have been molded into 2 most beautiful statue figures, and I have a pair of them at home, which I treasure very greatly. One looks to the left, the other...
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Deviation. We're no longer discussing Dick Turpin. We're discussing statues.
Yes, but you did establish, you know, that he has 2 statue figures made in the likeness of Dick Turpin. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm afraid I can't allow it. So Derek has another point. There are 4 seconds...
But now, wait a minute. The subject is Dick Turpin, not statues of Dick Turpin.
We are not going to get into a discussion or argument about that. Derek has a point, and there are 4 seconds left, starting now.
And when he rode down from York, he came to tremendous lick, and everybody said, what hell? I'm dead.
That's one way, if there's only 4 seconds to go, to make sure you don't get challenged in the last 4 seconds, isn't it? So anyway, after that round, Dick Turpin has taken Derek into the lead. He's now leading Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Williams by 2, and Clement is trailing them by 1. Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. Politics. There are so many of them, and we get plenty of them in this show and of one nature, but will you talk on the subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Somebody said to me the other day that I was apolitical, and I considered that was a great compliment. I used to be very politically committed, admitted, but as time has grown on and technical age has advanced, I have decided that politics perhaps doesn't have the answer to all our problems. We have two parties of opposite ends. One takes care of the rich and one takes care of the poor.
The King of Williams is challenged.
Deviation, nothing of the kind.
Well, I...
I mean, this is an attempt to drive a rift right down the middle of this country. I hear this kind of awful propaganda put out by a young woman who's too young, incidentally, to know her own mind.
You've said quite enough. You've said quite enough. I mean, you're going off about politics yourself now. Save it for the subject because you've got it, because I heartily agree that one party is not looking after the rich and the other after the poor.
Well, thanks. I'm glad
you endorse. Do you want me to give you evidence?
I can give you evidence of both sides who look after the rich, both on the left and the right, and both on the right and the left who sometimes look after the poor.
In actual fact, I did say I was apolitical because that's what I used to believe.
But you definitely established that one of our major parties looks after the poor and the other one only looks after the rich, which I would say is untrue. They have a bias one with the other, but they don't entirely side with one or the other. Kenneth, I agree with you. You gain a point, and there are 40 seconds for politics starting now.
Well, of course, we have a wonderful system in this country, which has been largely vouchsafed to us by the efforts of that dreadful man, Oliver Cromwell. Because the facts are, he was, in essence, a parliamentarian. It is a bitter tragedy.
Clement Roy, why do you challenge? Yes, he very cleverly changed from one word to another in midstream. He did not exactly hesitate.
No.
He was teetering, he didn't quite hesitate. So I'm with Kenneth. He gains another point. I disagree with the challenge. And there are 18 seconds left for politics starting now.
The only sadness is in that he had so painfully to dispose of that wonderful man, the martyr Charles, who on the scaffold said to the bishop, Juxon it was, I go...
Derek Nimmer, why do you...
Deviation. We're not talking about politics, we're talking about regicide.
No, this is definitely politics. I can't think of speaking Charles
first. Part of the development.
And now, Kenneth, I'm on your side, so keep quiet a second. I can't think of a more powerful political situation than Oliver Cromwell, who... decided and managed to...
Charles I on the scaffold.
Charles I on the scaffold, the King of England being beheaded, which was organised by Cromwell and his parliamentarians. What more political situation, what more dynamically political situation could you have in this?
Oh, Lord, this is turning into a history lesson, isn't it?
Well, all right. Kenneth, you have a point, and there are 4 seconds left for politics starting now.
And, of course, with the...
Clement Freud has challenged.
He said, and, of course, twice before.
Well, you have actually said, and, of course. If you'd only said it once before, I would
not.
But you have on this occasion. Clement, this time you gain a point, and there are 2 seconds left for politics starting now.
The Liberals are very sadly underrated.
Rather sad that with 2 seconds to go, Clement could only mention the Liberals in 2 seconds. Rather
I
sad.
Spoken about them for a minute.
I'm sure you would have done those eloquently.
I said, sad there was only 2 seconds left for you to do it, and I hope people don't think there's a comment on their potency in politics. There we are. Kenneth Williams, you have leapt into the lead.
Oh, no!
Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is Drakes.
Who?
Drakes. That's all that's on the card. You obviously want a moment to think about it. There's many interpretations, which you always love. So, Derek Nimmo, Drakes, 60 seconds, starting now.
This is a splendid sun in this country. We are proud of the many Drakes who have gone out and done such wonderful things for this country. And when the drum belonging to the Drakes...
A Clement Freud is challenge.
Repetition of country.
There was a repetition of country, I'm afraid.
Absolutely
so...
right. Good old Clem. You've got to give it to me in listens, doesn't it?
When they think they can't bluff or persuade or bully their way out of it, they become magnanimous. And say, oh, well done. Of course. There was no doubt about it. Clement Freud, you gain a point, and there are 49 seconds for Drakes starting now.
The Liberal Party has a very interesting crop about Drakes. They don't mind particularly about ducks, and they're prepared to leave signets to the other two.
Derek Nimmo's challenge, why?
Deviation. I've never heard a more illiberal statement. They don't care about the ducks, they only care about the Drakes. I am a paid-up member of the Liberal Party, and this is not our party.
It is not a paid-up member.
What is wrong with the female of the species? That's what I want to know. What's wrong with us? Why don't they care? If it's a liberal party, they don't care about the
Right, quiet. Now, Sheila, would you like to say something?
I totally agree. What's wrong with the ducks?
Nothing's wrong with the ducks, but Clement Freud...
Mind you, if they're rich ducks, the Tories will look after them. If they're poor ducks...
All politicians and all parties are sitting ducks on occasion.
Loads of rubbish, the whole lot of them.
And all I can say, in trying to be fair, which I always try very hard to do, is this. You can go, in this particular game, on any subject, as long as it makes sense and is not technically deviating from the subject, which is Drake's. You can go in your fantasy or imagination or on fact. And Clement wasn't technically deviating. You can hold me to it.
Right, thank you.
And there are 39 seconds for Clement to continue with Drake's, starting now.
Many Devonshire-born members of the family of this famous navigator who now play bowls in Plymouth, Devonshire.
Kenneth and his wife are challenged.
Who now play bowls. Drake can't possibly play bowls now, he's dead.
He did say the descendants, didn't he?
What?
He did say the descendants.
Members of the family.
Well, they don't play bowls.
They do.
People do play bowls still. And I can well believe there are some...
They can't do on that green there, he said they did.
He didn't say it was on that particular green. I disagree with the challenge, Kenneth. I'm very sorry. He wasn't deviating from Drake. And there are 31 seconds left for the subject starting now.
This is the name of a bakehouse in California.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Revision of name.
Yes, you had the name of Drake's before. Name is quite correct. Derek, you gain the subject and a point, of course. 28 seconds left. Drake's starting now.
Oh, the lovely beginning of the wind and the willows. When you all those lovely birds.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
The repetition of lovely.
Yes, that was me.
Well done, Clay. Well,
19 seconds for you on Drake's Clement, starting now.
Edward Lear spoke eloquently on this subject when he mentioned Drake's in the wind and ducks on the pond.
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Repetition of ducks.
Yes, we had ducks before. Mm-hmm. Nice enough.
Well done.
Well
Derek
done.
Well listened.
Well done. Derek Nimmer has another point of 14 seconds for Drake's Derek, starting now.
Henry King is one of the greater living experiments.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, it's pretty borderline, wasn't it? He caught his breath, but I suppose it was a hesitation. I think it's only fair. I will put this to the audience because it's so difficult to judge and really be fair. No, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to let the audience decide. If you think that was hesitation, will you cheer? And if you don't think it was, will you boo? And you all do it together now. They don't think it was hesitation.
They never think anything. They always boo.
No, they don't. They don't. Derek Nimmer gains a point, and he keeps the subject, and there are 11 seconds for Drake's Derek, starting now.
Now the use of the term is the one...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I agree on the hesitation that time. There was no doubt. Kenneth, you gain a point, and there are 8 seconds for Drake's, starting now.
Well, of course, one of the things they do determine on very early is that the young webbed feet...
Well, at the end of that round, we have a very interesting situation. The three men are equal in the lead, and Sheila is trailing just a little, which is sad, but I'm sure it will not be for long. Kenneth, your turn to begin. Knowing my onions. Can you talk to us about that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, there is a song in which the lyric says, I'll raise a bunion on his Spanish onion if I catch him bending tonight. I think probably that does sum up my attitude to onions. The phrase has come largely to mean knowing what you are about apropos style and technique. And this can be said to be the accomplishment of something so finely done that everyone says, how beautifully executed, with what incredible panache. I've never seen such elan as this. He knows his onion. There are no flies on him, even if you can see where they've been. But how wonderful it is to be able to see someone.
Well,
Kenneth, madam.
Put me in the lead, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Wait a minute, Kenneth. They're going to put you further in the lead because I think that Kenneth started with the subject and finished with it, so therefore he gets an extra bonus point, doesn't he?
Oh, God.
Yes. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject. Oh, what a lovely one for you. How I Grew My Beard. Have thrown you back on your heels, as they say, but will you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I would like to talk to you for 60 seconds on the subject of how I grew my beard, which was accomplished by ceasing to shave, or to put it another way, failing to use my razor. Some of you may have it that I suspended all activities with knives and scissors, and those would...
Sheila Hancock, why have you challenged?
Deviation, all this activity with knives and scissors, and
yes.
Anyway, I've never suspected...
Yes, I'm sure you could never use a knife and a ship. Knives and scissors to shave with. Right. You had established in our minds, Clement, that you were shaving, and now you've gone on to talk about shaving in the connection with knives and scissors, so I consider that deviation, and Sheila has the subject, and there are 30 seconds... For you, Sheila, how... Starting now.
This I consider to be
Clement
a...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Sorry. Sheila has another point, a Clement challenge to... he's sent you back. So there we are. 37 seconds, Sheila, for you. How I Grew My Beard, starting now.
It's the case of gross discrimination against women that this subject should have been chosen. It's very obvious that I find it difficult to talk about it. However, I can. When I was very young, I played the part of Dopey in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at school. Whereupon, of course, I had to grow a beard. I did my best. I put Vaseline on my skin, liquid paraffin, everything that I'd read in women's magazines would grow beards. However, eventually I resorted to taking a pad of cotton wool and a...
Derek Nimmer, your challenge, why?
Deviation. She's not grown a beard.
If you were
never
a
deviant,
well,
lady in
the
first. Well,
I was never in a
deviant. She hasn't yet told us what she did with the cotton wool.
Yes, you don't know.
No, she said she took a pad of cotton wool. So, Sheila has another point, and there are 6 seconds left. How I Grew My Beard, Sheila, starting now.
On the cotton wool, I put some...
Derek Nimmer, why did you...
Repetition of cotton wool.
Oh, you...
Now you'll never know.
Most ungallant. That's a wrong getting in there. Fancy a girl. I mean, what other girl would have such courage and determination and ability to keep going? So, Derek, you've got the subject. How I Grew My Beard, starting now.
I went to bed for 3.5 months.
Sheila Hancock, why...
Deviation. Going to bed and growing a beard.
Yes.
It suggests some sort of deviation, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely does.
I mean, to be in bed long enough to grow a beard.
2 seconds for you, Sheila, on How I Grew My Beard, starting now.
I placed...
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
No. 1.5 seconds for
it
How I Grew My Beard.
Until I'm on my last lap, doesn't
yes.
it?
Well, How I Grew My Beard, Sheila. 1.5 seconds, starting now.
Hand on my
Derek
chin.
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Hesitation, of course.
No. 1 second for How I Grew My Beard, Sheila, starting now.
Put it on... I think shows great talent to talk for all that time on growing a beard.
I think it shows great talent, but I can't give you a bonus point because they almost gave them to you instead. But anyway, at the end of that round, I'm afraid it's also the end of the show, so it's up to me now to give you the final score. And a very interesting result. It really was almost equal with all four. But just in fourth place was Clement Freud, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, who was only 1 point behind our joint winners, Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Williams.
Oh, thank you.
You might almost say that it was a sort of Kenneth might almost have won, because I think they were going a little bit overboard with those points that Sheila got at the end, and the audience obviously gave her a little bit of assistance. But she is a winner that we love to have because she doesn't play so often, so the score is equal winners. Congratulations. And it only remains for me to say to you all now, thank you very much for listening. Thank our audience for coming to enjoy the show. And from all of us here, goodbye.
Thank you.
chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parson. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon.